You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India's Wholesale Price Index, WPI-based inflation was -0.26% provisional for the month of September 2023, according to the data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. The WPI inflation rate during August stood at -0.52% and 10.55% in September 2022. The WPI-based inflation rate has been in the negative for the sixth consecutive month since April. At -0.26%, the latest print is well below the consensus estimate, with economists having predicted it likely rose to 0.7% last month. The ministry said, quote, "Deflation in September 2023 is primarily due to fall in prices of chemical and chemical products, mineral oils, textiles, basic metals and food products as compared to the corresponding month of previous year," unquote. In Samo Industry News, Federal Bank Limited on Monday posted a profit of Rs 1,000.16 crores for the quarter ended September 2023, up 35.0% in comparison to Rs 740.91 crores during the same quarter last year, surpassing estimates. It posted total interest earned during the second quarter of FY24 at Rs 5,791.28 crores, up 36.0% as against Rs 4,258.93 crores during the second quarter of previous year. The private sector bank posted a total income of Rs 6,548.20 crores during the quarter in review, up 34% from Rs 4,886.58 crores during the same period last year. Meanwhile, total expenditure during the quarter stood at Rs 5,147.92 crores as against Rs 3,605.43 crores a year earlier. Meanwhile, online travel agency Yatra.com on Monday posted second quarter profit at Rs 5.99 crores, up 2.7% as against Rs 5.83 crores during the same period last year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs 110.18 crores, up 23.9% in comparison to Rs 88.96 crores during the second quarter of FY23. The company EBITDA stood at Rs 15.9 crores, up 34.4% on year. Yatra.com posted total income during the quarter in review at Rs 112.64 crores, up 22.6% from Rs 91.86 crores during Q2 FY23. Meanwhile, total expenses during the second quarter of FY24 was at Rs 105.31 crores, up 23.8% as against Rs 85.07 crores during the same period last year. Over to economy, India's high-quality labor-intensive goods such as apparel, footwear, carpets and cars will benefit from the removal of import duties by the UK under the proposed free trade agreement between the two countries, according to think tank GTRI. However, the overall gains for India will be limited because most of the goods from here are already entering the UK at lower zero tariffs, import or customs duties, the Global Trade Research Initiative said. In 2022-23, India's merchandise exports to the UK were valued at USD 11.41 billion and out of this, USD 6 billion worth of goods such as petroleum products, medicines, diamonds, machine parts, airplanes and wooden furniture entered Britain at zero levy, it said. On to money matters, Aegis Federal Life Insurance has announced the launch of Aegis Federal Life Insurance Super Cash Plan, a non-linked participating savings plan for retail customers. This plan offers a combination of immediate liquidity and financial stability for the family, making it an efficient option for people seeking a stable income as well as financial protection, the insurer said in a statement. The plan offers immediate liquidity through regular income, which could start as early as the first month of the policy, depending on when the policyholder has opted to receive returns. Additionally, the plan provides guaranteed boosters after every fifth policy year designed to enhance savings. The policyholder also receives a lump sum maturity benefit at the end of the policy term. Now let's see what are the top stock bets from Jefferies. Jefferies sees 28% upside potential HDFC Life Insurance Company and recommended buy with an upside target of Rs 800 in its report. Also, it recommended hold on the Avenue Supermarts with a revised target price of Rs 3,850. In the end, Jefferies sees 6% upside potential in Dalmia Bharat and recommended buy with an upside target price of Rs 2,440. It has cautioned that a delay in ramping up new capacities, a higher-than-expected fight for market share in key eastern regions, resulting in sharper-than-expected price decline and costs sustaining at higher-than-expected levels, could act as potential risk factors. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. The benchmark equity indices ended week's first trading in negative territory. The NSE Nifty 50 slipped 0.10% to settle at 19,731.75, while the BSE Sensex shed 115.81 points to 66,166.93. Divi's Laboratories, Nestle India, TCS, IndusInd Bank and Asian Paints were among the top Nifty losers, while gainers included Hero Motor Corp, JSW Steel, Tata Steel, Coal India and UPL. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.